with grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that this morning your glory shall cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. Glow, shine, shine through us, dear Lord. Let your glory be made manifest upon this earth. For you desire a people that will carry, that will bear this glory. Therefore we desire, O God, to carry your glory. Let your glory shine through us. Hallelujah. Let there be a flow of your spirit. Lord, that wherever this river will touch, that it might be healed. Father, this is our prayer this morning. Set our hearts on fire. Take away the coldness. Lord, take away, oh God, this lukewarmness. Take away this attitude of standing between two opinions. Bring us to a place, Lord, where we are consumed with your fire. Hallelujah. That the world may know that there is a people you have set upon the face of the earth. A people who will talk and walk like you. Father, this is our prayer this morning. Open up the heavens unto us. That the lame will walk. That the blind will see. My God, that the deaf will hear. That the hearts people will begin to, Lord, rejuvenated, Lord, to the point where we are able to perceive that which is in your spirit.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, this is our prayer today, Lord God.
Oh, yes.
For we have come to this pool of Bethesda. We have, Lord, been in this malady for how many years now? Lord, we have been in this condition. We say, come our way this morning. Come our way, Lord Jesus. Touch us, oh God, in our state of helplessness. Cause the dead to rise from the dead this morning, my Father. And let there be life. For this is our prayer, oh God. For we have come into the city of God. Lord, this morning let the river flow. The streams whereof makes glad the city of God. Lord, let it flow in our midst this morning, oh God. Father, this is our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We want to share something. It's like, well, it's a continuation of where we stopped 2 days ago. It still has to do with Joshua. Hallelujah. And we stopped at a point, but we want to continue with the instruction that God gave unto him. God told him very clearly that there are still areas or territories that are yet unconquered. And God was telling him that, listen, you are growing old. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In other words, God was telling him that you have not finished the assignment. And when once you finish the assignment, there will be peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And
God is telling us that there are still territories we have not conquered. I believe that God, in speaking to Joshua, was also encouraging him. God was not telling him that, listen, now that you are old, you cannot do anything anymore. But in the midst of that word, he was telling him that even though you are old, you still have the ability to overcome the land. Hallelujah. In other words, he was telling him it is not over yet. Hallelujah. Can you just turn to your neighbor and say, it is not over with me yet? Oh, hallelujah. It is not over yet. No matter how the devil tries, it's not over with me yet. No matter how much the war is raging, it is not over with me yet. Right now, I might look like I am being defeated, but I can tell you, I can never be defeated. Hallelujah. I cannot come down. I cannot. Maybe you are here this morning, you have looked at your condition. He said, well, make we come church now. Let us just be following now. I have a word for you this morning. I say, it is not over yet with you. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? It is not over. Let me tell you something. It's now that the devil will hear me. Now, you better tell yourself that it is now that the devil will hear me. Hallelujah. Amen. So don't you ever give up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before we start, let me just give you this word. Just open to, I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, my very favorite. Hallelujah. I think it's 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. It's my favorite scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's saying, therefore, see, we have this ministry. As we have received mercy, we faint not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will never faint. The good thing about fainting is that the man is not dead. Is it not so? You do a little thing and you resuscitate him. He comes back to life. Hallelujah. But there is a ministry we have. He says, because of this ministry, we do what? We faint not. The Bible, Isaiah says that the young men will run, they will be weary. And they will even faint. But he said that they that do what? Wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. In other words, you cannot afford to even faint. You and I, we cannot even faint. He says, because we have this mercy, this ministry, and we have received mercy. Much more, he said that, but have also done what? Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Not walking in craftiness. Not handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Okay, just go down a little bit. He said, verse 5, said, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts. Glory to God! To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now see the bombshell. This one is the Obunigwe that the devil does not know. Hallelujah. He doesn't know it. He said, for we do what? He said, for we have this treasure in earthen vessels. There is a treasure you have within this vessel. Hallelujah. I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand. Hallelujah. Because if you and I understand, your head will never bow down. In this Ipe, people will see you and they will be running away. If you understand what you are carrying, no spirit can intimidate you. No man with all their witchcraft and sorcery can intimidate you. Because we have this treasure inside. What you have inside, many men want to have it, but they cannot. You know, one man had to meet Peter. He saw Peter display the power of God. He saw this treasure that is in earthen vessel being made manifest. He told Peter, he said, let me give you some money so that I can have it. What did Peter tell him? He said, your money, perish with you. You don't know what you are carrying. You are carrying, the Bible calls it dunamis. Hallelujah. Look, it's from dunamis, the word dynamite. How many of you know dynamite? How many of you know what dynamite is? It seems that you don't know. Raise your hand if you know what dynamite is. Hallelujah. Amen. When you trigger off a dynamite. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, during the Biafra-Nigeria war, Biafra people used to do what they call Obunigwe. I was in the boys' company. I was small then. We used to go and pick the pieces of things that they put inside the Obunigwe. Pieces of iron, broken bottles, every manner of thing, they put it inside. And they do all the detonators. Till today, I am sure Nigerian army doesn't know how Obunigwe was made. I don't know whether I'm communicating. Till today, the devil doesn't know what makes up the thing you are carrying. Hallelujah. When God just touches the trigger, the destruction is massive. Now go and tell them. Go and tell those spirits in Ipe that something is about to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are going to finish them. I'm not hearing amen. I said go and tell them, including their human agents, that something is about to happen. We give them warning. Hallelujah. And when it happens, they will know that there is a God. So don't walk with your head bowed down. The Bible says that we possess, that we carry this treasure in earthen vessels. That what will happen when it happens, that the excellency will be what? Of him. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, many of you may not remember, but some of you, I know Steka Gloria will remember.
I met the Steka Gloria
yesterday.
There was
a time we
used to go to
the church. When the Lord moved, remember what happened. One by one. I was there. Praise the name of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm
not aware of that. In other words, God is saying something this morning. Let us stop there and let us go to the word this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Find yourself on the path of righteousness, because something is about to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, What is going to happen is that you have a charge to deal with the five lords of the Philistines. Five lords. Lords. Five kings. Five authorities. Five potentates. Whatever they are. Five rulers. They are the people that control this territory. They are five of them. Something is about to happen. You are receiving the strength and the responsibility to bring them down. Let's just read it from where we stopped 2 days ago. Joshua 13 verse 3. We have talked about Sihon. He said from Sihon, which is before Egypt. Hallelujah. Sihon is before Egypt. Hallelujah. If you want to receive strength to deal with these five lords, first of all, make sure that you deal with Egypt. Egypt speaks about the world. It speaks about worldliness. It speaks about Christians who mingle themselves with the affairs of this world. So you must deal with Egypt. Egypt must dealt with in your heart. I want to tell you that you cannot afford to be like the world. Because when the judgment will come, he's going to sweep off Egypt and all that have attachment with Egypt will go with it. Can I hear amen to that? Amen. You know, when I ask you to say amen to that, you are agreeing with me and you are agreeing with God that Egypt must go. Egypt in my heart, in my soul must go. Worldliness must go. Trying to be like the world must go. The fashion and the ways of this world must go. He said, what manner of Christians ought you to be? If Egypt will be swept with fire, be destroyed with fervent heat, he says, what manner of Christians must you be? Brethren, run away from Egypt. Because God has proposed and he has placed judgment upon Egypt. Amen. Let me leave it there, because use your tongue. And count your teeth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means that you must examine yourself. At this stage in our walk with God, we are not talking. We shouldn't be talking so much about Egypt. Hallelujah. It's a concluded matter. We shouldn't be talking about Egypt. Amen. Because you see, where we have come now, we are struggling with Babylon. Babylon is going down. Babylon must be destroyed. The people of God, the church of this end time, must have nothing to do with Babylon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are not going there this morning. But I'm only trying to remind you the area of coverage that God had told Joshua that he is going to cover before he goes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So he told him from Sihon, even before Egypt. unto the borders of Ekron, not what? We'll talk about Ekron. Amen. Because it has something to do with the five lords. He said, which is counted to the Canaanites. Five lords of the Philistines. And who are the five lords? The Gezatites, the Ashdodites, the Eshkalonites,
the
Gittites, and the Ekronites. He says also even unto the Avites. Let me give you a little background of the five lords of the Philistines. You need to have the background of the five lords. If you go to 1 Samuel, I think it's is it chapter 6? Yes, chapter 6. In about two or three places, there was an emphasis about the five lords of the Philistines. Now, the five lords of the Philistines are so horrific. The five lords of the Philistines carried dread. That is, wherever their names are mentioned, if any nation says that we are getting the five lords of the Philistines to join us in battle, consider that battle over. The people will begin to tremble. Amen. Now, in terms of region where the five lords of the Philistines are, they are close neighbors. Amen. They are neighbors. They are not far from themselves. If any nation is under any threat by Israel, they quickly send to the five lords of the Philistines to come and join them in battle to fight. So whenever anyone hears about the five lords of the Philistines, you begin to tremble. They are very skillful in warfare. If you want it on land, the five lords of the Philistines are there. If you want it by water, they are there. As a matter of fact, they are all lined up near the coast of one big sea. I don't know whether it's the present sea now. So they are also good swimmers. So both land and on sea, they are very, very skillful. So the dread of them is all over the region. Hallelujah. But you know what? God is determined to end their terror over the land. God is determined to end their influence over the land. God is determined to end their reign over the land. God is determined to take away their covering over the land. They have overcovered the land. They have overshadowed everywhere. Nobody ever says a thing when the five lords of the Philistines are on stage. You cannot move a finger. And for many years, the Lord has been planning. The Lord has been arranging. And I think that he had the feeling that during the time of Joshua, he's going to end their reign upon the land. But behold, Joshua was growing old. Hallelujah. Amen. But I can tell you something. Even though Joshua tried during his time, there is another generation that must end the reign of the five lords of the Philistines. And when you think about it, when you talk about 5. You know, 5 speaks about what?
Ministry.
Talks about grace. In other words, for us, the people of God, the fivefold ministry carries with it the ministry of grace. It carries with it a ministry to build up the people of God. That the ministry of the five lords of the Philistines is a ministry of destruction. It's a ministry of shame. It's a ministry of disgrace. So God is determined to end its reign over the people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So God told, he told Joshua, he said, listen, part of your assignment is that you are going to end the workings of these five lords of the
Philistines.
Hallelujah. Because if you don't do that, the people will not be able to enter into the land of promise. Hallelujah. Because everywhere that the children of Israel went, these five lords of the Philistines never allowed them to pass through their territory to go on. They will always resist them. They will always stop them. Now let me tell you something. It's not your mother that is responsible for your the situation. It's not your father that is responsible for your situation. There are spirits that are responsible. They are the ones bringing you to a place of disgrace. They are the people bringing you to a place of embarrassment. The spirits that are bringing you to a place of shame. Because they are lords, they sit over you. They sit over your progress. They sit over your spiritual advancement. But today, he says that their reign must end. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the five lords of the Philistines are wicked spirits that are reigning over the people of God. Their strategy, they are not only working from the outside, they work from the inside. They work from the inside of you and I. You know, the Bible says that what defies a man is not what comes from the outside. It's the things that come from the inside. The habits. The attitudes. The character. Some of the things we say that come from the inside. Some of the things we do that are motivated from the inside. They are the things responsible for the defilement that we have. And as long as you carry those things inside of you, as long as I carry those things inside of me, the lords of the Philistines, the five lords will continue to oppress me. So today, we are going to expel them. Today they must go. You and I must be determined to deal with them from their very source, from their very roots, from their very foundation. We must be determined to deal with them. If not, you cannot have strength to go and take the land of Canaan. Don't you understand? If not, you don't have the strength to go and take the land. If not, you don't even have the moral obligation to go and take the land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the spirits will tell you that, my friend, how can kettle be calling pot black? He said, what you have, what you are carrying there, that is what I have. Therefore, there is no difference. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the two sons of Sceva, you remember them? They were carrying something inside of them. And they thought they can overcome the five lords of the Philistines. So they went. They carried them. They carried themselves. And they went to cast out demons. They say, in the name of Jesus Christ, whom Paul... not in the name of the one that they preach, the one that Paul preached. They say, get out. Why did the demons react? Because they say, a house divided against itself cannot stand. They were telling him, what you are trying to cast out is what you already carry. You are manifesting us and you want to drive us away. Will you shut up your mouth? They took him and they tore them. They disgraced them. You see what I mean? The spirit came and tore them naked. They ran. The intention of the five lords of the Philistines is to disgrace you. The only way you can get around it is to first of all expel them from within. Get them out. Then you will have the moral obligation to deal with them. If you don't do it that way, then you are in trouble. They will embarrass you. Oh, I want to tell you, Christians, end time Christians, right? Take time to deal with the five lords of the Philistines. We are in a very critical time. If you don't know it, you better know it. The land is in a very critical time. And I can tell you, anything can happen anytime. The unexpected is about to happen in the land. The unexpected is about to happen in the land of Ife. Something is about to happen. But the people of God must separate themselves. The people of the land must separate themselves unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So who are these lords of the Philistines? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So let's look at them. They say number one is the Gazatites. The five lords of the Philistines represent the natures that we carry. The natures that are ruling over us. The natures that we cannot just help. They are sitting over me. It's difficult for me to shake free. They are lording it over me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't think you understand what it means to be a lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think the Igbo language expresses this better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Igbo language says onye nwem. Lord means onye nwem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you with me? Are you with me? No, I will translate it.
They are following. Yes.
Onye nwem means my owner. My Lord.
Amen.
So when we are praying, we will say, Onye nwem na Chineke. My owner and my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the five lords are lords that claim ownership over you and I. And they work by controlling and manipulating our natures. They control the way you speak. When you want to say the truth, they say, shut up, come on. Tell lie. Amen. They say, sister, you spoke. Come on, get angry. They are in control. Hallelujah. They influence your thoughts. They tell you where to go and where not to go. They tell you who to talk to and who not to talk to. Keep malice with Brother OS. Brother talk to his wife. Hallelujah. The divide and rule spirit. Amen. Those are the five lords of the Philistines. And God was telling Joshua, listen, you are not able to get into this land and possess it if you don't deal with the five lords of the Philistines. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You know, we have said the Lord that God is about to do something in the land of Ife. And I tell you, I am 100% sure that God will do it. Hallelujah. And whether you agree or you don't agree, it's not none of my business. But it will do you good if you believe that God is about to unleash a final judgment in the land of Ife. But I can also tell you, he said judgment must first of all begin from the house of God. In other words, take your heart away from that which the five lords of the Philistines are doing. Don't be a part of it at all. All that the five lords of the Philistines represent, don't be a part of it. So that when I come, I will sweep across the land. Because it's about bringing plague upon the land. And anyone who is found in the house of Egypt is likely to be taken. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Gezatites, they are one of those that, one of the lords that the Lord said you that Joshua must deal with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And who are they? They are harsh. They are fierce. They are greedy. They are hardened. They are impudent. They are very rough. That is the nature of the Gezatites. So what I should be asking myself is, am I a rough brother? Am I a rough sister? How do I deal with my brethren? Am I rough towards them? Am I fierce? Do I carry such a face that is difficult for brother who went to approach me? Am I so hard? Anytime I speak, I'm very hard. That is the nature of the Gezatites. Okay, you will say, okay, how do I know? Let us go to interlinear. In other words, God wants to deal with these natures that are inside of me. These days, when I get up, I begin to pray for myself. I say, Lord, deal with these natures. The nature of hardness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So hardened in the heart that when they tell you sorry, now that is when you are very, very hard and very, very fierce. When you get angry here, nobody is able to control you. So look at the word. Gezatites. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
5804. Strong. They are very strong people.
Amen.
Amen. 5794. Strong, vehement, harsh, fierce, greedy, mighty, powerful, strong, hallelujah. Rough, hallelujah. In other words, God is coming down to the nitty-gritties. Are you with me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is coming down to the minutest things about my character and my nature. Some of the things I said, no, they do not matter. After all, that is the way I was born. Hallelujah. God is coming down upon them. He wants to first of all deal with them before he can deal with the spirit that rule you in your father's house. Before he can deal with the spirit that rule me in my family, he wants to deal with that. You know what Jesus said? He said that the prince of this world cometh, and he does what? He finds what? Nothing in me. Nothing must remain. Every nature like this I display, they must go. They must go. If not, I am powerless. If not, I don't have the, what do you lawyers call it? Modus standi. I don't have the right to begin to cast out any demon, because stronger demons are dwelling inside of me. Hallelujah. You're not shouting again. What is happening? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's saying that, Joshua, you must deal with the Gezerites. He's saying that, brethren, end time brethren, deal with the Gezerites. Hallelujah. I'm praying that God should help me. You know, because me, Isaac, I'm very, very hard. I can be hard. I can be harsh. Hallelujah. My student is looking at me and she's smiling. My wife is smiling. Amen. I can be hard. Everybody is smiling. Hallelujah. But I can tell you, it is an assignment God has given to me. He says, deal with the Gezerites within your soul. Hallelujah. Those things that make me greedy. I want. Those things that make me very harsh. You don't care about anybody's feeling. You just say it or you just do it. Say to hell, after all, are you the one feeding me? God says we must deal with it. If we don't deal with it, let me tell you, if we don't deal with it, the five lords of the Philistines will keep on sitting over us. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the next enemy. So the next law is called them the Ashdodites. Who are the Ashdodites? The Ashdodites are revengers. They are bullies. Is a spirit of death. In other words, it carries death with it. They come to destroy. They don't come to build. They come to destroy. Is the spirit of the destroyer. Is the spirit of the oppressor. It is the spirit of the robber. the spoiler, the waster. Okay, brother Isaac is talking too much. Let us see it again. Go to interlinear. Ashdodite. The Ashdodite. Have you seen it? Just go down. Look at it. So come here. Amen.
Amen.
0795. Revenger. Hallelujah. Ravager. It comes to ravage. Go down. See, point that. You can see it. Huh? The root properly. To be what? To be a bully. Bully. What is bully now? What is the meaning? It's the same spirit. Amen. Very powerful. But look at it. It says that it's impregnable. The word there is impregnable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In other words, to the level elementary word means that it cannot be pregnant. Hallelujah. Every effort you make to bring something righteous into it, it cannot conceive it. It cannot receive correction. When somebody is impregnable, you cannot correct the person. You cannot inject into him anything other than what he wants. Hallelujah. English word for it, he says that play into the gallery. It means that the person that wants to hear what it wants to hear all the time. It's impregnable. Hallelujah. Look at it there. It's there by implication to ravage. Dead. Destroy. Or a destroyer. Oppress. Robber. Spoiler. A waster. Is the nature we carry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Have you heard somebody say that? Let me just go away. In fact, there was one story about my friend's sister. If anybody is quarreling with the mother, anybody, you know, they go and hire that girl to come to face that person. That is, they hire the person to come and quarrel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say, you are making mouth. I'm going to call Chinyere for you. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to call. She is going to face you. I'm not your rank. Chinyere will face you. He comes and he brings you. I don't know whether you understand. Have you seen people who are exchanging words? That is, they are quarreling. And they are quarreling amongst people. By then they finish with you. You will what? One cup of nobody will buy you. You will be so little in everybody's eyes. Amen. That is the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. They ravage, they spoil. I know you know the meaning of being a robber. Listen, this is the same. The Bible says, it says about the devil. He says that he comes to do what? To kill. To do what? To kill and destroy. That's the spirit of the Ashdodite.
The spirit must go there.
Amen.
Amen.
When we don't have any redemptive heart, when a situation we come into it and we are not looking for a way of peace, when a situation comes and we are not looking for a way to bring joy. Rather, we want to add petrol. You want to add petrol. You want it to burn very well. The English word they said to exacerbate. That is, you want to increase it. To exacerbate. You want to make it burn more and more. This is the spirit that works. Hallelujah. When brethren have misunderstanding, when a man does not stand in the place of righteousness and cool down the fire, rather say things that will fuel it, that is the same spirit. And God is saying we must be far away from this spirit. We must have nothing to do with it. Because this is the nature of the five lords of the Philistines. The church must be away from it. Hallelujah. That is the spirit that is responsible for death in the midst of the people of God. Because it's working, bringing death. It's the spirit that brings defilement to the people of God. He says something about the root of bitterness. He says, by it many what? Are defiled. And when, brethren, when we are defiled, we become meat to the enemy. Anything can happen. Cancer can come. Sudden death can come. God is saying, deal with it. Do you meet any two brothers quarreling? All in it. Bro, please, it's alright, please. Look for a way of peace. We must come to a point where we are not giving offense. And where we are not receiving offense. That is the place of safety for us. Amen. Deal with the Ashdodites. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's move on. The Ashkelonites. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very dangerous spirit. He's working in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's working amongst us.
Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that this is the spirit of betrayal. The one that betrays a brother from a brother. The same spirit that walked in Judas. He will come and he will break bread with them. But he entirely have a different thought altogether. He will come, he will smile with you. And then he will go behind to say something else about you. Now, I am not putting anybody down in Akwa Ibom. But I think that God is saying something to you. I see this spirit so strong in Akwa Ibom. Because I have related with many people who are from Akwa Ibom. I'm not talking about just Christians. I have had personal experiences. They will come smile at you. But they are saying something else. Hallelujah. The spirit that betray one another. God says that we must deal with it. Listen, it is better I tell you that I'm not happy with you. Right here. And then, I'll come and smile. And say everything is fine. Then I go and I tell another brother, did you see what brother Ima did? That is why our offerings are defiled. It is better you tell your brother what is in your heart. And it ends there. Then you carry it in your heart. And then you come to fellowship. You will be singing, shine, Jesus, shine. Raising your hand. When you know in your heart that there is something he did 2 days ago you are not happy with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. The danger of it is that it seals, it puts a ceiling over ministry. I don't think you understand. When this spirit is in operation in a people, in a fellowship, it is difficult to break through the ceiling. The people will be going round and round. They keep on recycling. They keep on going round and round. No progress. No spiritual progress. No material progress. Because it's a spirit of betrayal. Hallelujah. When the man got his 30 pieces of silver. Let me tell you something. 30 pieces of silver those days was big money. Lots of money. But that was where his heart was. He got it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he got it, he felt satisfied. But I tell you something. His debt was tied to that money. Listen. 30 is the number for ministry, is it not so?
Maturity.
It's also the number for end destruction. Either you move on to maturity or you go backwards. I don't know how many of us that betray ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, because of the environment where we are, because of the family where we come from. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This spirit is in operation. It works from family to family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let me give you a typical example, because we want to deal not just the personal ones, but we also deal with the things that have to do with our families. I was in 200 level in the university. And I had the reason to go to the village. And when I arrived in the village, everybody had gone to farm. There was nobody. You know how it is? Everywhere, I don't know how to describe it. In Igbo language, you call it owu. Owu. Okay, owu. That is, everywhere was like deserted. Because the people have gone to farm. So I passed through one compound and entered another. This compound, I don't know much about them. And nobody had told me. My mother did not tell me anything about it. This was happening in my mother's side. In that village, that was where I grew up. Well, after the war, I went there. And I stayed there. Because, you know, now I'm a Port Harcourt boy. But during the war, I went there. And I stayed there. Nobody ever told me anything. Now, I never knew there were things that happened generations ago. So I entered into that compound. The only person I saw was one man who happened to be a wine tapper. He said, "Oh, Isaac, how are you?" I said, "I'm fine." He said, "Come in and come and drink some wine." Mind you, I was born again. I said, "No, I don't drink palm wine." Very serious issue, man. You know. I said, "No, I don't drink palm wine." I finished the business for which I came to the village. I greeted the man. and I went on.
When
I got back to Port Harcourt, I went and narrated my experience to my mother. I said, when I go to the village, I don't know what really made me say that. That when I go to the village, I didn't see anybody. So I passed through this particular family. And I saw this man. And he told me to come inside and drink palm wine. My mother shouted,
"Hey,
that this man, they still want to kill my son." So I said, "What happened?" My mother said, "That listen, that man's father killed my grandfather." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That my grandfather was a palm wine tapper. And that one morning he went to go and get down his wine. But he discovered that his ladder, they have put mark of matchets on it. Do you understand what that means? That is with the intention that when the man comes as a client, the thing will break and you fall. And maybe get himself injured or something. And it's a big law in the land that you never do that. So they have to call the villagers for a meeting. They said they want to find out who did that thing. And at the end of the day, the Lord fall on this man. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, if you are the grandson, what will you do? That they accuse your father, he is responsible for the death of another man. Are you following me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Now, the natural thing, you see me now? I came and I smiled at the man. Now, if I had this story at the back of my mind, what do you think I will do? I am likely not to greet him. Or, being religious enough, I will greet him. I say, "Oh, how are you people?" Then when I pass him, I say, "Look at that man that wanted to kill my grandfather. Foolish man." Are you following what I'm saying? Many of us are carrying, I don't know why I'm telling you this story. It has happened, but you are here in the church with Brother Udo, whom they have said wanted to kill your father. But when you people come, you clap hands. We come, we talk together, we eat together. That particular thing is still inside. That's the Eshkolonites. We must deal with it. If not, the spirit that killed our fathers will continue to sit over us. Amen. How do we deal with it? You go to Brother Udo. Listen, this is the story that my father told me about your father. I have been carrying it in my heart. And I want to release myself. I want to release you. Whether those things happened or not, I don't want to know. I forgive you. I forgive your father. And that will be the end. Are you with me? Can I hear amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This spirit of betrayal must be dealt with. Christians, we still carry it. End time church, we still carry it. We come, we smile. Yet, we are not able to open up. Oh, thank you for the day we open up and open up to one another. And say, "Brother, forgive me." It is not, let me tell you, it is not a show business. It is not something you come in the open and you begin to talk. It's the thing you need to talk man to man. But it's okay, permit me. Hallelujah. I had something against him. But we will come to church and we will clap hands. I'm not telling you about something that happened last year.
I'm telling you about something that happened 2 weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I said because of that, I'm not coming for this conference. Amen. When the brother called me and said, I said, brother, I'm not very sure. Is it true or false? I told him, I said, there are things in my heart I need to deal with. Deal with it! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I had to go to God in prayer and start praying. He himself, he went and he started praying. Because I expressed it to him. I told him there are things I don't. I said, bro, there is a lot of betrayal here. He said, no, it's not betrayal. We had to talk it over. Face to face. Face to face. Don't pretend that there is nothing, brethren. There are things in this fellowship. There are things amongst brethren. You must face it and deal with it. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another, that you may be healed. I believe in confessing my fault. I believe in telling my brother, this is where you have hurt me. Rather than coming here and bringing sacrifices of fools, I need to tell my brother where he hurt me. I need to tell you where you are hurting me. And expect you to respond. Hallelujah. Don't tell me I have no right to be hurt. You have a right to be hurt. But there is a higher degree where you are not hurt at all. Hallelujah. But as long as you are in this realm now, if you are hurt, he says, deal with it. We haven't come to the place where you will call me a thief and I know I'm not a thief and I start feeling bad. Right now you are at a place where you are abused and you feel bad. But at this level you can deal with it. Hallelujah. Is there anybody you need to forgive? Is there anybody you need to forgive and forget what he has done to you? Hallelujah. That is the pathway to victory. They say people are quarreling here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Look, let me tell you something. I'm an expert. When I tell you expert, I'm an expert at acting. That is, I read the theory of acting. I practice acting. Hallelujah. The word acting in Greek means hypocrisia. That is to be a hypocrite. I don't know. When I say I'm expert, you need to understand. My first degree is in acting. Theater arts, that was what I read, first degree. And to crown it all, I was the best graduating student in that class. In other words, physically, educationally, I have a paper, I have a certificate. Hallelujah. In other words, I can come here and I act. Bachelor's degree in acting, in hypocrisy. I can come here and I display for you. And everything I displayed is a lie. It's all a make believe. Nothing is true. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Do you know that I don't even remember again that I have bachelor's? Hallelujah. Amen. I tell God, take everything that has to do with it away. Let me be real. Let me be true. When you see me, you see through me.
And sometimes it's even to a fault now. I don't hide anything. I tell you everything about me. My wife knows. If I tell her that I don't have cupboard, she knows what I mean. That is the truth. Hallelujah. Not that I don't have. You say you don't have, but you have millions in your account. And you start acting. He said, my wife, you know I don't have any money now. Please buy, try and provide food for this man. Hallelujah. Amen. I know of one particular wife. People that were in fellowship those days. The woman had money. She was working. Husband was struggling. When I mean struggle, real struggle. The wife was working. The wife was business minded. The wife had a property. But the man never knew. When the money comes, she will go to the ceiling and go and hide it there. And then she will tell the man, there is no money. I beg, provide money for food for this man. Are you with me? We'll be acting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That is the spirit of betrayal. God needs to deal with it. Are you the one that is married? And every little thing, you go to your in-laws or to your parents. And you go and you just rubbish your husband. And when you come back home, you say, Darling, I love you. Meanwhile, when the man goes to his in-laws, they greet him. And when they want to tease him, every time you come here, you don't even bring us yam. And he said, well, one day I will come. As he's going back. Amen. That is the spirit of betrayal.
Spirit.
Do you talk evil about your spouse? And when you come, you smile. Or you talk evil about your husband or your wife. And when you come, you pretend as if nothing has happened. The reason why we do that is because this lord of the Philistines are sitting over us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because you see, we need to bring down this gospel to the level where we all can relate with it. If not, end time message will be theory. Hallelujah. Amen. James, you better pardon me. I don't know why we are dwelling so long here. You know what James said? He said, your brother is hungry. And he comes to your house. And when he comes, he tells you that, bro, there is no food at home. We are dying. He said, all right, bro, let us pray about it. Meanwhile, in your house, you have one bag of rice. You have fish. You have tomato. You have all those things. And to some extent, your wife have even cooked one. The man is smelling it when he came into the house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, bro, let us pray. The Lord will provide. And after prayer, you say, go home. Just by the time you get home, the Lord would have done it. The Lord will do it. Amen. You know what James said? He said, oh, what? Hypocrite. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God deliver us, brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because this is a very serious thing that God is saying. It's a very serious thing that God is saying. Hallelujah. That is why we cannot even live together. That is, I have a disaster now and I pack my things to Brother Bere's house. Just give it 2 months. Trouble will bust out. Either it's between my wife and his wife, or it's between me and him. And God is saying that we are coming to a very terrible time, where our doors must be opened one to another, where we can minister to one another, where we can be a blessing to one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We rest that one there. Hallelujah. Let's go to another one. The spirit of the Gittites. So what is Gittite? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Gittites are people that are from Gat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Gat is a land of giants. That is where who comes from? Who can tell us?
Goliath.
That is the land, that is his country home. Goliath came from Gat. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
In other words, God was telling Joshua that this land of the giants must also be overcome. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. I will not go deep into it about giants, but I'll just give you a clue. Then we'll come back talking about the Gittites. Just come with me to Deuteronomy. There are several giants that are walking around. I'll just touch it. But maybe next time we talk about giants. Giants are all over the land. Amen. We must deal with the giants. We must build up ourselves to the point where we become giant killers. Hallelujah. Giant destroyers. There must be a Davidic company that must deal with the giants. That must deal with the spirit of Goliath. There must be a people. And God has those people here. This Why are you people not shouting? We are saying that there are giant killers here this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. A people who will not be intimidated by the heights of the giants. A people who will not be intimidated by the verbal exchange of the giants. Hallelujah. That people, they are here in Ipe. That kind of people, they are here in Ipe. And we are saying that this church in Ipe will overrun the giants. Wherever they are, they are going to come down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the giants, I'll just give you 5 type of giants. Hallelujah. Just go to Deuteronomy chapter 2. I'll just touch it and we'll come back to Joshua 7. Because this message will just end at the 5 lords of the Philistines. Just go to Deuteronomy chapter 2. We read from verse 10. From verse 10. If you read from the beginning, you get the context. But I just want to pinpoint. I just want to take the five. Giants there. Because the five giants, they also represent the like earth and the five lords. Hallelujah. The enemies. He said the enemies were daring in time past, a people great and many and tall as the Anakims. Now, number one giant is the Anakims. Every other giant is derived from the Anakims. So when the script, he says that they are like the Anakims. The land of the Anaks is the land of giants. It is from the same place that Goliath came from. And what does Anakim mean? The Anakims are the spirit that come to strangulate you. They come to choke. They bring so much pressure upon you that they choke life out of you. You begin to expire. You begin to, you know, gasp for breath. That is the spirit. Hallelujah. And when they are upon the neck of a man, you can't shake free. Now, I don't know about you, on the physical, if I'm under pressure or something is worrying me and something comes upon me, even midnight, if you like, put the AC at the highest, the man is still sweating. Something is weighing upon him. Something is putting pressure upon him. He is losing life. So let us go to Italina, whether we will get it. After that, we come to the Emims. Hallelujah. Let nobody sleep. Don't you sleep. Look at it. No, not Emims. Go to Anakims. We'll come to Emims. The Anakims, yes. Say the descendants of Anak. Anak. Tap that one.
Uh-huh.
Anak. Tap that one again. Necklace. As if what? Yes. But get the word. He said, to choke.
Uh-huh.
Use as a denominator. To collar. To choke. So I'm done with necklace. To fit with supplies. Compact about as what? Chain. To choke. To choke is the primary word. To choke. To strangle.
Six zero.
Amen.
Amen.
Like a chain. Hallelujah. Even sisters wear something. They call it what? Choker.
They have anak.
Anak. They have anak. They call it choker.
Strangling.
Yes, that's the word. Praise God. That is a giant. The Anakims. Amen.
Amen.
How many of you, when you are maybe one night, you are just sleeping, and something comes. And something comes to press you down. You are struggling your sleep. Anybody had that experience? No, raise your hand if you have had that experience. Because I'm about to pray for you now. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when you wake up, you start sweating. My wife calls it the presser man. Amen. Father, we pray for everyone here tonight who is oppressed by this spirit that sits over him or her. Father, we rebuke this demon and we bind it and we cast it into the abyss. We say from today, From today, we give you a perpetual injunction. Never you come near the saints of God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We smite you, you giant of the anarchy. We smite you with the blood of Yeshua today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Number two, giants. Let's go faster.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The next is the Emims.
The
Emims. The Emims speak about terror. You would have seen it. The spirit of terror. Amen. Not only that, I'm interested in one. It's also the spirit of horror. Maybe tap three. Yes. From this fright. The spirit of fright. Concrete. Idol. Bugbear. But dread. Fear. Horror. Terrible terror, the spirit of fear. Let me tell you, if you are frightful, if fear takes hold of your heart, hallelujah, it's a giant. It's a personality that is sitting over you. I don't think you have experienced fear before. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Tell you another story. Robbers came to our house. When they jumped across the fence, I just heard. I'm a very light sleeper, so I woke up. And I saw them. I tapped my wife. I said, "Wake up!" I said, "Robbers have entered here. Now you guys just find your way. Just enter another room." They came. Maybe there are about three of them. They surrounded the place, giving you the impression they are 20. Touchlight here and there. I had two phones. I started calling the police. Police answered me, and they were hearing my voice. Everywhere was dead. Silent. My neighbors. They heard it. Some of them ran into their wardrobe and shot themselves inside. I was calling, talking to the police. By the time we know it, do you know what happened? I saw them inside my room. I said, "God, how did these young men enter here?" I said, "How did they enter here?" I was about thinking that what I had on my head was Bokum. You can see the sign here. They say, "You are calling police." Come on, bring that. They collected my phone.
No.
Took away my wedding band. You are calling the police. Where are they? I said, "They are very close." Hallelujah. They use the cutter. They use the cutter to cut through the burglary, and then one of them, the smallest among them, entered and came and opened the door for the rest to come in. So they use the cutter. They hit me here, beat me here, in order to make me powerless. Now the cutter they came with. Their intention or what they came for was the sumo pump. They came to cut the head. They now took our rake and bent the head. The rake was what they used to hit on my head. And they bent it to look like a gun. So by the time they did all that, and I told them that the police is nearby, they quickly ran away. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But that was the beginning of trouble. Hallelujah. The spirit of terror. The spirit of fear. when night is coming, you want to suspend the night. He said, night, please don't come. Amen. When night is coming, me and my wife will be walking on tiptoe. I am not exaggerating. We don't talk loud anymore. We'll be talking in hushed tone. I'm telling you, that was the way we are talking. Hallelujah. We continue like that for weeks. Until one day, my wife said, what nonsense is this? We rebuke you, the devil. Hallelujah. Maybe she had her own deliverance. But me, I didn't get my own. Hallelujah. When I lie down on the bed, I will be looking at ceiling till morning. Or I will sleep. When it is about midnight, boy, I wake up. Hallelujah. It continued that way. Until that day, for months, until one day, I began to speak to the Lord. And I think that particular day, I was just lying down and I was praying until I fell asleep. Because this is for weeks, I haven't slept well. That particular night, I prayed and prayed, and then I fell asleep. Amen. As I closed my eyes, in fact, I haven't even slept. I saw somebody sitting at the edge of my bed. Very tall. Dressed like the Roman soldiers. Hallelujah. Immediately I beheld him. I slept like a baby. And from that particular day, I started sleeping well. Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, fear is real. Fear is real. It's a giant, it's a personality. It has an influence. When it comes into your room, it takes over. Hallelujah. I don't know whether anybody is like that here today. You have lost your sleep because of fear. Because of terror. Because of fear of the unknown. Because of something that is at work right within your soul. You can't deal with it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Bro OS, you better wake up. Because something is going to happen here today. Let me tell you something. This fellowship, a giant is sitting over you. And it's a giant of fear. Today we are going to break it home. Said they have taken our brother. Who knows who is next? Hallelujah. Today we will deal with them. Let them wait outside. We are coming. Hallelujah. They cannot come and exact upon us anymore. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, this person died. Like, oh, what is happening to us? This one happened. Look at brother Emmanuel. Brother Emmanuel that we are hanging on. Look at him. What is happening? The Lord rebuke you. We are going to bind that spirit today. We are going to pray now. Hallelujah. Can you just stand? Can you just stand? Just stand on your feet. After this, we'll continue. We must end it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bro Chijoke, just pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. There's a principle we are looking for.
How about you become
wrong?
Come on.
Colossians chapter 2.
Yes, Colossians,
you
go wrong.
But
more things. Come on. Do it
now. The Bible says,
because
having spoiled
To work for it means to remove as a clock.
It also
means to separate. And what you separate, you destroy it. So it says Christ has removed and destroyed. So the spirit is talking about. A long time ago, they were removed and destroyed.
Amen.
So I want you to know that they know they have been defeated.
Oh, yes.
But you and I, we do not know.
Amen.
That they are defeated.
Amen.
So the spirit of terror, you are defeated.
Amen.
We address you in your name. You are a loser.
Amen.
From the beginning,
hallelujah.
God has got a victory over you.
Amen.
Every spirit of terror, every spirit of fear, every spirit of intimidation, fear of death, fear of sickness, fear of failure, spirit that walks in thy
breath.
We address you. In the name of the person that visited you.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Jesus Christ. He says, at the name of Jesus,
every knee shall bow.
Every knee shall bow. By God. So I want you to lift up your hands as a response. As an agreement. As a submission to Christ, that victory belongs to us also.
Amen.
But as your word says, that when we start praying, if we shall speak to the mountain, if we shall speak to the giant, and we speak to you, spirit of fear, we speak to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Who obtained the victory over you.
Amen.
Loose your hold.
Of the earth, his blood was shed. And on Calvary, his blood was shed again.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. To plead the blood. Amen. Over you, over your manifestation, over your walking, over these people and brethren in this fellowship.
Amen.
Every brother, every sister,
oh yes,
every husband, every wife, every
my God,
and whoever, even the possession, the ones that live in the garden.
Oh, Matataya and the Satorama. Hallelujah.
Every we speak to you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of our high priest.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Masatona
by.
Lose your hope.
And the high priest is in residence.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
It's come by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
When I see the blood, I will pass
over you. Hallelujah.
It's come by the power in the blood.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's come by the fire in the blood.
Amen. Oh yes! Amen! Oh yes! Hallelujah!
In the name of Jesus.
Amen!
Uproot every city that has been implanted.
Oh yes!
In the souls of the brethren.
Oh yes!
Because of what happened.
We fire to
we uproot you.
Amen!
In the name of Jesus.
Amen! Do so.
Give every two of us that I agree. Concerning everything, you shall be done.
Amen.
Our agreement is total.
Amen.
I will speak to you. You spirit that have been hidden, even the ones that are hidden by nature.
Go on a tattoo, Lavena.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We command you to fight alone and in God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says they are not giving us the spirit of fear.
Yes.
So we reject fear.
Amen.
We receive the spirit of boldness.
And of sound mind.
Bold as a
lion. Go put at
our yane. We will be bold in the night.
Amen.
We will be bold in the day.
Amen.
We will be proud and we will live to enjoy.
Yes.
We will plant and we will reap.
Amen.
We will build and we will dwell.
Amen.
We will have children and they will be married.
Amen. Amen.
We will have children.
Amen.
And we will have children.
Amen.
This is the heritage of the man that buried the Lord. God, that is the Lord.
Amen.
This is our inheritance.
Oh, no, Satatai and I. Raise your tone at I.
We receive it.
Amen.
Sit down, run it over, shake it. We receive.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Speak to every mountain. Be thou removed.
Amen, Yeshua.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We believe it is done.
Oh, yes.
Jesus said,
hallelujah. 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 Oh yes.
Not because we are asking. Say we have not asked anything up to this time. Ask and we shall receive.
Oh yes.
Seek and we shall find. Knock and we shall open.
Let the door be open. Look up to Tayana Dayas Satanaya.
Every prison door we command you to open.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we receive this battle. We receive freedom.
Amen.
We receive the deliverance.
Amen.
For in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Even the name of Yeshua.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Sit down. Amen.
Amen.
Let's be seated. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
We'll soon round up.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's take two more of those giants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One, you know, the one giant list, they have their connections. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are responsible for many things. Look at the spirit of the Horims in verse 12. Horims is another giant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This one is the one that drives men into poverty. They push you into caves. They push you into dens. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They push you into the hole where serpent dwells.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the Horims. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you just quickly tap on it and let's see. Hallelujah.
We
won't dwell so much in it because this spirit push men. You will see Christians, they have touched money before. Do you know what I mean by touching money? They have seen riches before. Hallelujah. They have lived in affluence before. Or they have been popular. Or even Christians, they have been ministers, or they have. When this spirit comes upon them, when this giant sits over them, they run to hide. Hallelujah. They become cave dwellers. They are shut out from humanity. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand. Hallelujah. Look at Daniel. That's an example. This spirit came against him. It's just that Daniel was a special man. Hallelujah. Daniel had an anointing. I pray that you'll be like Daniel. But right now, many of us are not like him. Is it not so? And when the kings, when this giant came over him, when this prince came over him, they threw him down there into the lion's den. But because the man has spent time, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. There are people who will overcome the power of the den. They will overcome the power of the lion. No matter the situation they get into, they're able to rise up and come back to life. And I speak to you that this is your time of coming back to life. Hallelujah. No matter where you have been confined for all these years, the Lord is visiting you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rebuke the spirit. We command you to stop sitting over our brother. In the name of Jesus, you ancient spirit, we rebuke you. We rebuke you. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Get out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let there be a visitation upon you from today.
Hallelujah.
Because the hand of the Lord is upon you.
Hallelujah.
So do you go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hear God calling you to respond to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's demanding that you give all. Give me all. Just give me all. Give me a chance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give me a chance to do what I want to do in you.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
So the harem pushes men and they go down. It will take the man of God to begin to rise. It will take the man of God to shut the mouth of lions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will take the man who is spiritually strong and stable to begin to respond to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So have you been beaten and you want to dwell in the dens? Today there is an opening. The lid that is put over this den is being removed. I can see the cover over the den being removed. I can see the grave being opened. Because today you are hearing the voice of the Son of God. And he says that they that are in the grave, they that are in the dens, they that are in this cave, they will hear the voice of the Son of God and they shall come forth. There is a coming forth for you today. Hallelujah. There is a coming forth for you today. There is a resurrection coming forth. There is a resurrection coming forth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, then they will hear the voice of the Son of God and they shall come forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No longer will you dwell in the prison, dwell in the hole. You cannot. That is not your place. That is not your place. There is a place prepared for you, and that is the place you are coming through. You are coming to it. You must come to it. Hallelujah. Amen. Just look at the spirit of the Zanzumims. Hallelujah. We have dealt with that spirit to a large extent. Zanzumim, just go down, you will see it. Hallelujah. The Zanzumims.
The spirit man.
Hallelujah. Can I get the particular verse now? Hallelujah. Yeah, just stay around here. Hallelujah. The Zanzumims. Verse 20, okay. The Zanzumim.
Zanzum.
Hallelujah. Natives, they are in Palestinian Zanzumims. They are giants. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know whether you understand. He said to plan in a bad sense. To plot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To devise, to imagine. Hallelujah. To propose, to think. Evil plotters. Do you understand? In other words, the Zanzumims is a giant that sits over the mind. So make you to begin to plot, begin to plan. You're never planning anything good. Always planning evil. Always thinking of evil. Always trying to conceive evil. Hallelujah. This spirit must be expelled from your heavens. Oh, this person did me this, so I'm going to do this. Oh, she said to me this, for that I'm not going to respond to him. We see it so much in the church today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Let's not waste too much time. Let's move on to the last one. Let's talk about the Ekronites. Okay, sorry. Let's talk about the Avims. Let's take that last one. Just look at Avim. Avim. Not Anakim. Avim. A-V-I-M. They are giants. It's here. Avims. Look at it.
Avims.
The Avims.
Hallelujah.
Ah. Yes. Click on that. Say click on that. Say click on that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The spirit of perversion. Not only that, the spirit that makes a man to bow down. Hallelujah.
To do wrong.
Crooked ways. His ways are not straight. Mago. Huh? To commit iniquity. That is, the man has a propensity to commit iniquity. Perverse. To do wickedly. To do wrong. The man gets every time he's doing wrong. He's doing something. Have you seen people that are helpless? Oh my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are people who cannot help themselves but to do wrong. She is here. You know one boy called Rock? In the university there, his name is Rock. He cannot help himself. One day he woke up one morning and he went to the VC's office. When he got there, the secretary was cleaning the table early morning. He entered into the VC's office. By the time you know it, he entered where they keep files. The woman said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I'm coming to look for where they kept my results. I hear that I have 39 carryovers. I want to see whether it is true." And he told one other lie. They took him anyway. Security took care of him. He was standing between two girls. They were getting ready for tests. One of them just kept her phone. Before the girl turned back, bam, the phone has disappeared. They caught him. Collected the phone from him. Brought him to disciplinary committee. Of which I'm a member. Rock, why did you do that thing now? Are you the one that took the phone? Yes, I took the phone. What do you think should be done to you? Anything you people want to do, do. The man is helpless. He cannot help but do wrong. One day I called him. I said, "Come, go and see Sister Chidinma. You know Sister Chidinma." I said, "Go, let her pray for you." Because me, I don't understand anymore. I said, "Maybe Sister Chidinma can pray for you." He came asking for exit. I said, "I'm not going to give you. I'm not going to authorize that you leave this campus. Because nobody knows what you're going to do next." So when he got there, I said, "Go and tell her to pray for you." He got there. Sister Chidinma prayed for her. So he came back. When he came back, I said, "Okay, because she said Sister Chidinma prayed for you, I will give you exit now to go." There are end time brethren who cannot help themselves. You see this thing called anger. When anger comes, they cannot help themselves. To do wrong is with us, brethren. And it is a giant that is sitting over us. And God is saying that this giant must be overthrown. That is why the Lord was speaking to Joshua. He says, this giant, you must take hold of them. He says that these 5 lords of the Philistines, you must take hold of them. Not just to conquer them, but you are going to possess. You must be in control. Brethren, we must be in control. We must be at the driver's seat. We must control. Hallelujah. The devil cannot control our destiny. We must be in charge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enough is enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enough is enough, brethren. Hallelujah. Let's just go on and just finish up. Hallelujah. So we have dealt with the giants. We are talking about the Gittites. And we are talking about Gath, that is the land of giants. Amen. So the inhabitants of Gath are giants that come to exact and to intimidate the people of God. Not only that, is the spirit of vengeance. Just go back. Let's go back to Joshua 13. Just go back to Joshua 13. Hallelujah. We just look at the Gittites. Gittites. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tap on that. Tap on it. Wine press, okay, in the sense of treading out grapes, or holding the grapes in pressing, the spirit that brings pressure. Still tap on that, let's see, okay, to trump, to beat a tune with the finger, expect to play on strings, instrument, to make music, to do what?
Melody.
That is not really giving me the word is vengeance, it carries out vengeance. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, just cross reference it a little bit. Go to Judges 6:11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Just use reference. When you meet a word like that, that is not very clear, go to the reference. Go to where it is mentioned and read the story. Amen. Do you understand where I'm going now? 6:11. Do you understand? Are you with me? Are we together? Okay. I read it, and there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abizarite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the wine press to hide it from the Midianites. Now the word means wine press. Amen. Even though it has its own advantage, but in application, that was where Gideon found himself. And the Midianites are mentioned there. The Midianites is the spirit that come to impoverish the people of God. Is the spirit that come to attack in vengeance. So that was where Gideon found himself, and the Lord began to speak to him that this spirit must be overcome. That the spirit of the Midianites must be overcome. That this spirit that brings a man to a place of impoverishment and sits over him must be dealt with. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So I don't know how many of us, the situation that we are in, you find you are in a place of toiling. Hallelujah. A place of struggling. Even the little you try to get, just evaporates. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Today, there is a Gideon rising up. Hallelujah. that must judge this spirit. The spirit that impoverish the people. The spirit that brings them to a place where they hide. There is a hiding. In fact, it's the same spirit. You remember we talked about the dens. When the Midianites come, the children of Israel go a hiding into dens. They just hide, they just run away. They all take cover. They run into a bunker. Have you heard of bunker before? They run into a bunker for hiding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And the Lord saying that spirit must be judged. It's a giant that is sitting over the people of God. And quickly, let's take the last one, the Ekronites. He says that this one extend even unto the Avites. So we are going to lump two of them together. Because the Avites, hallelujah, amen, they are part of those that must be destroyed. Even though they are called here, they are not particularly one of the lots of the Philistines. So the Ekronite is the spirit that comes to totally exterminate. It's the spirit that comes to finish you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You have been escaping. When he comes, you escape. It's the spirit that lays snare to the people of God. He says that my soul is escaped out of the snare of the fowler. This is the spirit of the fowler. Anytime he comes, the Lord lifts up a standard against him on your behalf. This is the spirit that comes to totally eradicate. It comes to do a final work. Okay, maybe we'll look at it. Is it there? Examine, dig up. Totally block up. It comes to do a final work of rooting up. Hallelujah. So that your posterity will never be mentioned. So that the memory of you is out of, you know, nobody will remember you anymore. Hallelujah. Huh? This is the spirit. In Igbo, you know what they call this one? Amamechila. Do you know what it means? Let my compound not close. This one comes to close compound. My name should not be lost. My name should not be lost. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are saying your compound will not be closed.
Amen.
Your name shall not be lost.
Amen.
You know, there are those in the scripture, when they die, that is the end. Nobody remembers them. That is the spirit that is at work. Brethren, in conclusion, we are saying that these five lots of the Philistines, in all their different dimensions and manifestations, they are sitting over the people of God. And God is saying this afternoon that He has given us the charge, irrespective of how old you are, irrespective of how old Joshua was. The Lord told him that, listen, this territory must be conquered before you take your last breath. Before you take your last breath, this loss must be overturned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In this equipment, people will know that there is God. Can you just stand on your feet? Hallelujah. We are going to pray again. Hallelujah. Wherever you come, you are going to lead us in this prayer. Hallelujah. Whatever you like to call it, whether it's family deliverance, personal deliverance, whatever you want to call it, today we are going to end it. And by the time we finish, hallelujah, by the time we finish, the idols in your father's houses will come down. Some of you, before you go home, you will see something happen. Hallelujah. The spirits that have been troubling you today, they are meeting their Waterloo. Today, we are ending it. Hallelujah. My brother used to say that, if you say, you gods, you spirits, you say you own this land, show yourself today. Today, we say they must show themselves. Today is the last Sunday of this month. They must. And if they don't, they remain silent forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm sure by now you know what this weekend is all about.
Hallelujah.
This is final battle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the final battle. And I believe that we are ready. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For this battle. Joshua said, those who are afraid.
Let
them step up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you have unfinished business with the war,
if you have a book, you have a profound book.
See that door there. Go and finish it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
That's why.
If you have not yet made up your mind that you are going with the Lord all the way, don't touch this giant. Hello, did you hear me?
It's
the warning I'm making today. If you want to come out here for prayer, you have made up your mind that you have no more business with the world. You cannot pray this prayer and go back. It is dangerous. I hope you are hearing me. This prayer is for those who have said totally bye bye. Let me repeat. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You will not put your hand on this cloud and go back. You may not like what will happen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For those who say, I am going all the way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't touch this giant. If you still have plans of going back,